trying something different here. PTF live from Cheltenham Racecourse. Extremely happy to be joined by a man who's basically responsible for me being here. My first time here, gosh, was it now 21 years ago, maybe, on roughly the equivalent day, because this guy came over here and said, the way that I loved racing, the way that I loved horses, I couldn't miss it. And here we are, 21 years later. Very pleased to be joined by Sean Clancy. Sean, how are things?
Hey, I was one of the first influencers, right? Look at that. I got you here. How about that? Who knew? Who knew we were setting such a trend?
Well, back then I can remember doing exactly what we're going to do right here, which is just going through the card and just getting some very high-level thoughts very quickly. We're getting very close to post, but I know people are interested to hear what you have to say. You follow the jumping game. You've had a ton of success, obviously, with River D Stable, with running horses over here. You've had great years in the States recently. You're also somebody who just likes to follow and bet. Obviously, folks are familiar with your website by this point, and if they're not, what are they doing? This is horseracing.com. Some of the best, most thoughtful commentary on the game and best journalism, frankly, out there. You also cover the jump game there. But let's dive in to today. I mean, with the, what the weather has been, I was thinking this is a day where we really want to put an emphasis, you know, maybe a little bit less on speed, maybe a little bit more on stamina and horses who are going to deal with these testing conditions. Do you agree with that general premise? Maybe a day we can beat some of the quote-unquote faster horses and pull in some prices, and who do you like in the first?
Look, it changes it a lot. I mean, for me, well, one thing I've learned over here is my eye is to horses like that like good ground, you know. So I get in a little trouble when it's soft ground, and I've learned that over the years. And I like horses. I watch them all year, and then I get in trouble when they're running on soft ground, just because my eye is more of an American eye. So I'm looking for horses that are a little bit top of the ground. I get a little lower action, just a little different. I'm always looking for horses to bring back to America.
Right.
So those are the kind of horses that I'm looking for. So, having said that, I coming over here this morning, I'm like, okay, Sean, don't be, you know, just be prudent, be pragmatic, like, let's be smart here. So that's the only, that's my only
caveat
to it. Yeah, that caveat to it, exactly.
What did you come up with in the first? And did you do a write-up? Can folks go check
so
up your write-up as well?
I did a write-up on This Is Horse Racing, and also River D Stable is the stable website. So I do a little short preview of each race and do some picks. And in the past, we've had some great years over here.
Oh, my God.
So we've done well.
Yeah.
I'm still playing off. I literally brought over old British pounds from the Tiger Roll Tully East late double, which is back in 2017.
A bet that no longer exists.
I don't think the bet exists, and the pounds, they don't take them anymore. So I've actually been scrambling around going to banks to try to exchange my old British pounds into real
collector's
currency.
Item.
Yeah, exactly. So that's been challenging. But I mean, I thought the first was tricky. Tully Hill's obviously the horse to beat. Little Ponderous at his jumps, drifts left at his jumps. Obviously the best horse, got a great engine. Paul Townend takes him. I was going to try to beat him. I mean, why not? Try to start off the day and try to beat him.
Where'd
I like Slade Steele.
That's who I like too.
I just think he's tough, and you know, took Ballyburn to beat him. Ballyburn was going to be a standout here. And I thought he's battle tested. Sometimes these horses, when they actually do get beat, they rise to the next time. They're tougher and better. So I was going that way. I thought it was a little value maybe, and you're just trying to beat Tully Hill because everybody's going to be on it.
Yeah, I think probably short enough given the conditions. Let's move right along. We'll keep things moving and grooving here, and get right to our second race. Another race feels like you've got some real strength at the top of the market that I wasn't sure necessarily, you know, the best horses, the fastest horses, but not necessarily ones that have to win. Who did you ultimately select?
Oh, I thought this was so tough. I mean, I took a stand against Gallic Warrior. I just couldn't stand this last run. I mean, it was so bad. He literally couldn't get over the last fence in a two-horse race. And he was just out on his feet. I know he's a good horse. I know it's Willie Mullins. I know it's Paul Townend. But you know what? It's like you got to take stances. And sometimes I think this is a good horse to take a stance on. I ended up with this stablemate, Ilya Tom. I thought he's steady. I don't think he's a world beater, but he shows up every time. I was kind of leaning that way. I thought that Quilixios was awesome in his last start. Had a big long layoff, but he's a talented horse. I was leaning that way. Again, you got to try to take some stances against Willie Mullins.
Or in this case, at least against the more fancied of the Willie Moans.
Against the short price Willie Moans, for sure. I mean, look, you know, sadly, today's Cheltenham Festival is very different than the old Cheltenham Festival. So most of it all hinges around one stable, for better or for worse. No knock on Willie Moans. He deserves it. He's an awesome trainer in a capitalist society. Yeah. And he's done an amazing job to build the stable he's built. But I do think you got to take some stances sometimes. So
yeah, absolutely. And I think, in the conditions, I think a runner like Ilay Tom, very, very interesting, given that consistency and that profile. It might be a day where that more workmanlike, that more trying type horse is who you want over the potentially more brilliant runner.
Exactly. That's what I was leaning. I just thought it was a little value. And, you know, if Gallagher was trained by anybody else, people would be writing him off after that last prep. I mean, if you never heard of Willie Coney Green.
We just had a Gold Cup winner walk by us. I got tingles. Look, you can see it on my wrist.
This place is just, as I said to Pete, I said to you the first day I came here. I mean, I came home, it's like, man, you've got to go there. But I really appreciate you. You're kind of a gambler at heart, but you're also a real sportsman. You love the horses, so that part I just love.
Yeah, they do this fun parade of champions. Yeah, I can remember one of those first years we came, Sean, and one of the horses coming by in that context, Desert Orchid.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Exactly. Yeah, I remember being over here the first year I ever came over. Ruby Wash's little brother. We were walking home, and I looked out over this. I looked out over the stall door, and it's his big gray head. And he said, Desi. I was like, Desi? That's Desi. And we walked up and just chatted with Desert Orchid. He's literally just leaning over the stall door, putting his head in our lap. It was just what amazing moment.
Amazing. All right, let's roll.
River. I mean, look at these horses.
Oh, it's incredible. We could do the rest of the show talking about the horses walking by here in this parade of honor about to go down to the course and presumably just go in front of the stand, I guess is what they do. That's awesome. All right, let's talk about the Ultima 250 local time. This is also that funny time in the States where it's the 4 hours, not the 5 hours, between Eastern time and here. It makes it a little bit earlier to get up and pay attention to the whole card. But what are your thoughts on this open-looking race?
I mean, this is tough. I mean, in America, we complain about short fields. I mean, you've got 23 going here. You know, it's a handicap, so you got a big spread in the weights. I wound up on Stumptown. I just thought this race in December was so good here. Very crafty trainer, Gavin Cromwell. To me, they look like they proved it that day. He proved it to them. They said, look, you know, it's first-time blinkers. Let's not waste that. Let's come back here. I just ended up there. I thought it was a tough race. The golfer's very good. He's obviously on the same mark as last year. Look at who he was 4-2 last year. I mean, it took Korak Rambler and Faster Slow to beat him. Mumbeck Genius was third last year, but he's way, way worse than weight this year. So I went that way, but it's wide open. I mean, I like some of the other horses on better ground. I'll give you a bomb horse I've been following for a long time. It's We've All Been Caught. I've always just liked that horse. I thought Nigel Twist and Davies might be taking a little different approach to the Cheltenham Festival, where he usually gets out early and runs them hard all year. He wins races all season.
Yeah.
It might be over the top when they get here. I thought he just might be coming here a little fresher. I've always liked this horse. I thought at a big price, maybe catch a piece of it.
That horse caught my eye as well, as did the golfer in that spot. Let's get to the featured race of the day, the Champion Hurdle. Really, the question here, I suppose, is regarding State Man. Are you with or against?
Oh, you have to be with him. I mean, he's so tough. He's just steady. He does it all. I think he'll handle the ground fine. You know, it winds up being a short field. You know, the trickle down of having so many races at the festival now that you end up in these short fields where, you know, tactically, there's no other real, like, if you're riding State Man, you're not, like, riding the race going, oh, I got to worry about five other horses. You're really going to worry about Irish Point and Rico Lad. If he's going well, you're kind of looking at that. But the rest of them, you know, you can really control the race that way. If there's a bunch of others, you know, let's say Lossy Mouth was in there and you're trying to decide, when do I go after Irish Point? When do I got to wait for Lossy Mouth? What do I do? Now these tactics become, they're very, very
straightforward.
I'm not saying it's easy. There's a lot of pressure. But I thought State Man was a standout. I was going to go for an absolute bomb underneath Colonel Mustard. I've always kind of liked that horse. They went chasing. He didn't like chasing. Stayer handles heavy ground. I thought he might plunk up for a place underneath. I mean, he had a giant price.
Will you try something like trifectas?
Well, I was kind of thinking I might try an exacta, just straight State Man over Colonel Mustard, and then maybe a tri. ride. And I don't know how much that would pay in a seven-horse field. I mean, to me, Irish Point's obviously the next best horse. So to me, it's Stateman, Irish Point, or standouts. Then you're trying to hit somebody underneath. And I don't know if it's worth it. You try to put Colonel Mustard in third.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind play a little Stateman all, and then with the logicals, you want to hit it for more than the minimum. So you'd go back and do, you know, a $10 try or whatever with the logicals. But just the idea of having a small, you know, Stateman all.
Trying to do something creative.
Colonel Mustard's going to be a huge price.
Yeah, he's a giant price. Yeah. I just thought he was interesting. He's only had the one race back over hurdles. I thought it was pretty good. He handles heavy ground. Blinkers, he never really travels that way. I think Blinkers might be able to stay a little closer. It's a shot in the dark for sure.
Let's talk about the mare's hurdle. We got another big favorite here in the form of Lossy Mouth, who you've mentioned already. Is it just all about her?
I think she's a standout. I mean, obviously the question on her is 2.5 miles. I would have never had any question with her. The distance, she's never done it. But again, she's the best horse. I mean, it's a lot easier to get 2.5 when you're the best horse in the race.
Yeah.
So I think she gets 2.5. Obviously the rain probably slightly, you know, makes it a little, it might make it a little tougher, but she's such a standout. I think she gets a little rank in her races, but I think they fixed that. I think she'll settle in. And I think she's certainly in there.
Wow, that's high praise from you. Any high-priced horse to get in underneath, or just keep it simple?
I struggled with it, yeah. I mean, I thought Astro Diamond was okay. I thought Tell Me Something Girl, I've always liked that mare. Maybe she plunked up for a piece. I saw Rachel went that direction. I don't know if she had a choice between Landry Lady, but I thought that might mean something. And she's tough. She's been around. I thought she's been here, done that, you know.
Next up, the Fred Winter, the juvenile handicap hurdle, unless I'm skipping a race. No, I think I've got it in order there. Always a danger when we're doing things like this on the fly. Seems like the kind of race you might be able to pull in something at a price, but I'm not sure that I could be overly creative. Where did you land?
I thought this was very tough. I mean, I end up going to the people that I know are clever and creative and trying to aim at these races, J.P. McManus and his Irish trainers, guys that have been pointing for it. I thought Milantino, obviously, this is no secret. They're probably well handicapped in here. Looks like it's nailed on for this.
Great.
I thought Lark in the Morning was interesting. Joseph O'Brien, same thing. Kind of hiding a little bit, maybe trying to get to the Fred Winter in a handicap. I thought Lieri was amazing. I mean, I love that horse for Paul Nichols, but top weight, exposed. So, I do love that horse. Beautiful horse. And most of my horses, I've been found 4 or 5 in there, but they're all good ground horses. So
right.
I kind of put a line through all them this morning.
Gotcha. Let's talk about the closing race of the day. It goes at 5:30 locally. How are we going to end this day on a winning note?
I thought this was tricky. I mean, short field, Corbett's Cross is obviously the class of the race. Embassy Gardens is very good. Some of these others have slid in here. They're betting Apple away now, I think, because of the heavy ground. I ended up going Embassy Gardens. It's not very original. The only reason, I thought Corbett's Cross fell in his last start. I know it wasn't his fault. He basically clipped heels and fell, but he definitely fell. And I just find horses are coming off a fall when you get to the hustle and bustle at Cheltenham. And I backed those horses in the past, and it just seems like they're never quite. They just might be on the back foot. And again, a short price. Now, if anybody can handle it, Derek O'Connor and Corbett's Cross. I do like the horse. But I just was slight nod to Embassy Gardens, but I thought it was tight.
Did you give Salvador Ziggy any count in there?
I mean, I was just concerned. I mean, Gordon Elliott's on. He said he bled at Far Hills in America in the Grand National last year. That was first time Lasix. You know, and they have obviously given him plenty of time and come back for this. I mean, he's a nice horse, and I'm sure it's been the plan all season. But that would worry me a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Especially heavy ground now. I don't know. I mean, again, Gordon Elliott's dangerous, obviously, but I just lean against him a little bit.
Well, I think you make a good case for Embassy Gardens to close things out. Sean, appreciate your time today. You know, no good deed goes unpunished around here. If I can, we'll prevail on you to do something similar. Like I always say about all the podcasts we do, they're the best, I think, when they're conversations I want to have with people anyway, and we just happen to throw them up there in the feed, and hopefully we can send this around to some of your This Is Horse Racing regulars as well, who can get a little bit familiar with the kind of stuff we do over at In the Money Media. Really appreciate you today, Sean.
My pleasure. Look, getting you over here to Cheltenham is one of my better accomplishments in my life, so if we can come over here and enjoy it and appreciate it, that's what it's all about.
That is ridiculously flattering and absurd, but I'll take it. Sean, really appreciate you, and for everybody listening along, may you win all your photos.